So let's review. The Gemara lists the number of witnesses necessary for various legal proceedings. One must protest an unlawful occupancy of his property before two witnesses, and they can sign a document attesting to his protest even without his explicit instruction because, as Rashbam explains, it is to his benefit and zochan adam shalei b'fanav. One can perform a beneficial act on behalf of another even without his knowledge. If one is coerced into selling his property, he must notify two witnesses beforehand that the upcoming sale is against his will, and they can sign a document attesting to this announcement even without his explicit instruction, because it is to his benefit. An admission of liability is only binding if performed in front of two witnesses. Furthermore, they cannot write a document recording his admission without his explicit instruction, because it is to his detriment. And one cannot perform a detrimental act on behalf of another without his knowledge and consent. And as the Rashbam explains, until now the debt was not documented, and he would have been believed to claim it was repaid. However, now that it is documented, he would not be believed to claim it was repaid. Therefore, they cannot create a document of the debt unless he agrees. A transfer of ownership through a symbolic exchange, can take place even in front of only two witnesses because lav kamaisa bezdin dami. It does not require the presence of a bezdin. As the Rashbam explains, asuhu di ba'amahu, it merely requires the presence of witnesses. However, they can record the transaction without his explicit consent, even though it is to the seller's detriment to write the document, because stam kinyan lichziva imid. As Rashbam explains, since the seller agrees to a kinyan sudu, which is effective immediately, and does not require the buyer to perform a kinyan meshicha or kinyan chazaka on the item itself, miskaven hu laknaisi ba'ayin yafa. He's clearly eager to complete the transaction, and we can assume that he agrees to the documentation as well. A hempik, a document affirming the authenticity of the signatures on the document, can only be written by a bezdin, a court of three judges. The Gemara digresses to discuss the halachas of a maida. Ramba Rav Yosef Damer Tavayu, Leikesvina maida el amando leitzayas dina. We only write such a document if the buyer, who is coercing the seller to sell, known to ignore bezdin. Otherwise, we do not believe the seller because amai loy tavat le bedina. He could have merely brought his claim to court. However, abai v'ravad amir tavaya filo alai v'alecha. We write a maida even if the buyer is sayis dina, because zibnin de'in bezdin mezumin miyad, bezdin is not always available. Another ruling regarding a maida. Kal maida delek sivba ananya dina beba inonsa deplanya la maidahi. The witnesses must testify that they know the specific circumstances of the duress. And the Gemara elaborates, "I de gita u de matanta giluyim milsa ba'amahi." A meida regarding a forced get or gift surely does not require this measure, and the witnesses may believe him that he is being coerced even if they don't know the circumstances, because as the Rashbam explains, "Ein mekabel mamon b'matana a beget." The person claiming to be coerced does not stand to gain financially from the gift or the get. Therefore, inichale litna midaitoi loma lelimsa meida. If he wants to give the gift or the get, he can do so. Why would he write the meida? And iloi nichale litin loma lelitin. If he does not want to, he shouldn't write a meida. He simply would not give the get or the gift in the first place. Therefore, we can believe him and assume vadi nenas he's indeed being coerced. Therefore, this ruling must be referring to a meida regarding zvini in the case of a forced sale. We suspect that he is not being coerced. Rather, he only sold it now because he needed the money, and he's looking for a way to invalidate the sale later and recover his item when he procures some money. Although Rava said, we did not write a maida regarding sales at all, because as the Rashbam explains, it either does not help or is not necessary, as follows. If he was coerced to sell a particular field, he can simply bring witnesses that he was coerced and invalidate the sale, even without a meida. And besad the stam, tlu v'zavin zvini zvini. If he was coerced to sell any field and he chose to sell a particular field, the sale is binding even with a meida. Nevertheless, the Gemara explains, meida rava hecha de anis, we do write a meida when there is a suspicion of coercion and he has no other way of proving the coercion. And the Gemara cites an example. Hahu gavra, demashchin pardisa lechabri letlashnin. Someone gave a field to his debtor as collateral for 3 years. during which the debtor would keep the produce as payment of the loan. At the end of the 3 years, the debtor said, "Im mezamnes li mutiv, v'loi kivishnu l'shtar mashkanta v'amin l'kuchi bi'adi." You either sell me the land, or I will hide the document of the collateral and say that I bought the land, and the chazaka of 3 years of usage will support my claim. Kai kavna kasvina meida. In this case, we write a meida because the Rashbam explains, "Aynus gamahu." He was truly coerced and had no other option because he had no proof of the coercion, as the Rashbam explains at length in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel. The Gemara discusses a related matter. Hai matanta tamirta loy magvina ba. A gift document that was written in secret is not valid because we suspect shema nosen la'achar kavar oy la'asayis meido l'chaver t'niskaven. The owner wants it written in secret because either he already gave it to someone else earlier or he wants this document to void a later gift. The Gemara cites two definitions of matanta tamirta, a secret document. The amaluhu l'sahadi zilu atmur v'kasbule. He told the witnesses to hide when they write the document. However, stomach kosher. If he did not give them any specific instructions, the document is valid. He did not tell them to write it in public. Therefore, stomach puzzle, if he did not give them any specific instructions, the document is also not valid. He must tell them explicitly to write it in public. The Gemara rules, even if he does not give any specific instructions, we suspect he may intend to keep it hidden. Therefore, the Rashbam explains, safaku beheghde kaima ara tekum. The halacha is unclear, and so the property remains with its current owner. We did not collect the land with this document, but if he took it, we do not compel him to return it.